All right, so this video, I woke up to, first I'm gonna start off this video with, I woke up to a Diving Sharp video where this caller called in and was talking about how his girlfriend, or no, I'm sorry, his sister, pretty much got alpha widowed by this guy. And like, I just thought it was funny because like, I literally have that scenario, I have it going on right now with those girls I told you I had the threesomes with. Like the one, she really fell hard for me, and like it's the same scenario. Like it was a long distance relationship, and he still alpha widowed her. It's the same thing, man. But I just thought that was funny. But anyway, I also want to go in on the weakest man in the dating market. The weakest man in the dating market is the guy who is only actively chasing one woman, putting all his eggs in one woman's basket. Because, see, this guy does not realize that, okay, it's different. See, like, men and women are complete polar opposites in what we find valuable. And it's just the nature. It's just women's nature and it's men's nature. So there's nothing you can really do about it. So, I got this from Entrepreneurs in Cars, but I don't know where he got it from. Maybe Rollo Tomasi, I don't know. But he said, men value love and women love value. That's just what it is. That is the most blanket statement you can use to generalize the world on a situation, on a scenario. Because men value love, meaning, and this translates into what men find valuable in a dating market. When a woman doesn't sleep around with the first thing she can find, or when a woman doesn't sleep around, we value the love and what it would take, you know, to get her to sleep with, like, just, you know, with me or that one person, because she's not just giving it out to everybody. See, we value that love from a woman, that something was actually cherished at some point in it. You see, where women, it's the complete polar opposite. And see, this is the problem where I think a lot of guys go about it like in the same way of how both genders do it. Both genders will do this. They try to watch what the other gender's doing and then try to mimic those perceived characteristics in hopes that the opposite gender will instinctively pick up that they're becoming similar and then secretly fall in love with them. So what a lot of guys will do is they'll try to live to the whole thing. Like, nope, I'm single, I don't have a girlfriend. They tell that to women thinking that that's going to make them look as appealing to a woman as a woman will appeal to a man if she said the same thing to him. And it doesn't work like that. Okay, she might give you some verbal reciprocation of, oh, that's nice, and blah, blah, blah. You know, finally, a guy who doesn't have a girlfriend and, you know, all that. She might do that initially, but, like, you will immediately go down as less valuable. And there's one tactic. I forgot where I got this from. But it's true shit. Now, personally, I don't do it just because I don't give a fuck about anything in life. And I think my general I don't give a fuckness attitude makes up for a lot of my downfalls with the intercourse with women. But it will work and I really would recommend you try this. Let's say you're just on so you're in a situation now where you only have like one girl coming over, right? See, the best thing you can do in that scenario, and it's kind of weird to me, but it works, and women will even admit to you that this works. Go out and buy like women accessories, like a shirt, or like some women yoga pants or something, and have it and put it somewhere where the woman's gonna have to see it, and she's gonna know, oh, another woman's been here. He must be valuable. You see what I'm saying? It works, because like I said, women will come out and tell you, I hate when men do that, but that shit works, because now I think, because now a woman's making another woman want you. I will say go out and do it. Like I said, I won't do it because I just don't give a fuck about shit, you know, in life at all. Like I said, I'm a nice guy when like I'm out and I'm hanging out with people and shit like that. But when it comes to like real interpersonal shit, I just don't give a fuck. And I think that part of me boosts it for my dynamic in the dating market. It boosts me up a little higher. And it kind of like, I'm not going to say my downfalls don't, I'm not going to say it disappear, but it kind of like takes the focus off of that. Cause it's just, I think it's just how I am in the world. But yeah, like, see, the guy who is putting all his eggs in a basket with one woman. See, like, women love the fact that you are fucking another woman. or you are fucking really anything else. They women love the fact that they will be put in second place in your world. Now, with it being another woman, I'd say that's probably one of the better scenarios, but it could be anything. If you're bisexual, if you're fucking another man, she'll be like that. That's going to assign value to you. If you just like to play, if you're a strict PlayStation gamer and you love to play PlayStation and you blatantly ignore her to play PlayStation, that's going to make, see, like anything that's going to take her down a few notches. That thing from thinking she's hot shit with you is going to make her like you more. Now say like fucking another woman, let it be known you fuck other. Like I say, I fuck hookers. Tell them you fuck hookers. You see what I'm saying? Tell them. See, because like I said, see, a woman is not going to look at you fucking a hooker as, oh, he must be a loser if he has to pay for sex. All a woman's going to see is, oh, he has another woman. You see what I'm saying? Like, she's not going to see, but she's not going to look at, oh, he just pays for sex, so he's a fucking loser. You know what I'm saying? Well, because he's a loser and he's fucking you, then that says a lot about you. See how that works out? See, they don't look at it the same way. But the weakest man in the dating market is the man who's putting everything in a basket with a woman and making it clear she's the only one and all that type of shit. See, women, like I said, women are short-sighted like children and like animals. They only see the first 5 minutes in front of their face. So when you make it clear, like, don't be like broadcast. Yeah, I'm fucking Michelle tomorrow night. So when you coming over, and you, I wouldn't do that because that's kind of like screaming it. You got like, but you got, like I said before in the rough sex video, you got to do it like this is just what you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then when the topic comes up, then just completely say it. You see, because now on the opposite side, let's say like if you're like, you know, a nice guy, blah, 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 and you're dating this girl and then you ask her if she's cheating on you. And then she says, yeah, with four other dudes. See, a guy's heart is going to be broke and crushed. And from then on out, he's going to be the beta man. Kind of like, and this is a weird comparison, but I don't know if you ever watched that movie Her with, I don't know how to say the guy's name, Joaquin Phoenix, the guy who just played the Joker. He did this movie maybe 5 years ago or something. It was his movie. It was called Her. He played this nerdy beta office worker guy. And he bought like this AI system that was Scarlett Johansson's voice. And he fell in love with the AI system. And then he found out that the AI system was actually cheating on him with like 3,000 other computers and men in the world to learn more. And he was just heartbroken and crushed. See, when men fall into that, like, they like turn into just these beta men and fucked up. Both sides will. Both sides turn into this beta, right? But see, for a man, a man can't go out there and keep getting women as a beta. Whereas a woman can go out there and keep getting other men as a beta. Because it's being beta is what woman is. You see, everything about a woman's nature is beta. Because like, okay, perfect example, you see, I made a video a while ago on how to get a girlfriend anywhere on the planet. These are the exact steps of what you do. You have to be seen, pretty much long story short, you have to be seen with another woman. Okay. I don't care how you make it happen. I don't care if you had to go to the other side of town and pay a hooker to come over and hang out with you at somewhere. You have to be seen with another woman. Because see, women are naturally born followers and betas. Women are not independent creatures by nature. They just are not. Everything they do is based on sitting on the sidelines, waiting to get the okay, and then going over there and then employing that whatever it was. And like I say, with women, if you ever want a girlfriend, you follow what it looks. You got to be seen somewhere. One, two, you've got to be seen interacting with other women. Three, sooner or later, you got to be seen walking in there with a pretty girl. Because like, even if she's an ugly girl, see, women are still gauging what kind of dude you are based off the quality woman you have. And I was telling a buddy of mine this in Vegas, and I don't think he understood it, because he was trying to just go up and just fuck some homeless woman on the street and fuck anything. Say, like, no, see, women are paying attention to what you're fucking. You see, not in terms of if she's a hooker or anything, not in terms of, because all women are hookers and all women know it. So they really don't care if it's like a blatant hooker or a blatant stripper. What they're paying attention to is the what women are paying attention to when you're walking with a woman is how pretty that woman is. And then it says a lot about, okay, what is that guy's standards? What does he do? How is he type of thing? So what I say is I say if worst came to worst, just go to some college town and pay some young, pretty girl to be seen with you in public. If it came to that, like I wouldn't fault you because I know how this game is going to work. Because in the reality, you probably would have spent just as much money on a normal girlfriend anyway. Let's just be honest about it. So in my opinion, if you're trying to like bust it out quick, fast in a hurry, I would say that. I would scratch the whole being just showing up somewhere. If you're trying to do it quick, fast, in a hurry, go find a good-looking prostitute and pay her to come sit. Pay her to come for the girlfriend experience to walk into the room with you, whereas other women that you actually like walk into the room and be seen with her and laugh and joke and all stuff with her. You see, that's what you do because see, like I said, women are not independent. Women are highly dependent. So see, when you do that, what all the women in that room is going to do, because women are naturally followers and betas, they're going to look to see, oh, is he okay? Well, he has a pretty girlfriend, so he must be okay. You see, women need the okay from other women to do anything or other men. Women need that okay. See, that's why it's all about status. See, the status is the okay symbol for that. You see, it's like, oh, well, he's high status, so he's okay. This is why women are creeped out by bum-looking dudes, and they immediately are more comfortable around guys who look like they have more money. Me, when I'm not at home chilling, you know, in my long johns, a t-shirt, and I'm outside in the world, and I always wear like very expensive clothing. Women are naturally more comfortable when they see me walking down the street, rather than they see, you know, some bum-looking dude walking down the street. They get all tense and all that shit. And it don't matter if you're black or white, purple, green, Spanish. Look, if you dress in suits that look like they didn't cost any less than $1,500, women instinctively just like relax a little more when they see you. It don't see the black white thing. That shit is for lower class motherfuckers to argue about. It has nothing to do with that. All right, it's about with women. It's about your means, resource, and your status, and who's around you. That's all that matters on the planet. So leave that, oh, it's because I'm black, it's because I'm bald, it's because I'm fat, it's because I'm short. It's about status and resources. That's all it is. That with women, that's all it's about. But yeah, and the problem with the weakest man is, see, the weakest man in the dating market, he doesn't know any of this. See, the weakest man is still trying to tap into what he thinks women want to see and want to hear, and then trying to please them. And women can sniff that. They can sniff it and pick up on it like a dog. It's almost like how dogs pick up on fear. They can sniff it and they turned off by it. Every now and then a dog will come up to you and say, oh, you don't have to be afraid. Come on. Every now and then you find a dog in the wild that'll do that. It's not often, and it's really not worth the risk of looking for that dog. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, like, because see, the weakest man, and it's the same thing with the weakest women in the dating market, with the women who's working these, you know, who's so proud of their accomplishments and all this stuff. See, they only did that because they secretly thought that, you know, they probably couldn't dance, didn't know how to fuck, you know, didn't know how to cook. So they thought, well, if I just become like men, the men will secretly fall in love with me because we're becoming similar and we have something in common. You see, and like I said, it can work from time to time, but it's usually false. These tactics are usually completely false and fake, and both sides can sniff it out and pick up on it, especially if they're, you know, mature and have experience. But you gotta remember, see, women, I don't care what any staff, general, sergeant, Marie, Oprah Winfrey, I don't care, CEO or whatever the fuck, women hate being independent. They truly do. It truly hurts them. And see, this is what the weakest man doesn't understand. See, the weakest man, he thinks that, yeah, no, there's women who are independent. See, women, they'll say anything to you to satiate you, to make you feel, you know, comfortable. They'll say anything to you. They'll say anything, but they literally hate it. Everything about their nature hates being the leader. They hate it. It sends them down this path of misery. Like every time they grow independent and think they're strong, blah, 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 they just end up down a complete road of misery. I've never seen it work out where they genuinely become happy off of it. But back to the main topic, man. Yeah. The weakest, because okay, and I'll even touch on maybe a more even taboo or rougher topic to prove my point. You see, women want men who clearly want something else, right? Now, look back at any guy you've ever known to be a sex offender against women, against men, against children, against animals. Look back at any guy you've ever known to do any of that, and he always had pussy. I guarantee you. Look, I promise you that. He always had some pussy sitting somewhere waiting on him, okay? It don't matter if he molested children, if he molested three-year-old girls. See, women don't like to say shit like this, but it's the reality. You see, women like men as long as the men are not worshiping them. As long as they're worshiping anything else, it doesn't matter. You see, but when a man starts to worship a woman, that's when she's indifferent to him. Ugh, be gone. And she can only deal with him for a few weeks or a couple months at best. I'll tell you why. The core reason why, one thing is a woman would rather share an alpha than to be saddled with a beta. I'll take it even a step deeper. A woman would rather fuck with a sex offender than fuck with a nice guy. A woman would much rather mess with a sex offender before she'd mess with a nice guy. On any type of serious level, and not just using for money, she would rather get with a sex offender because like I said in the previous video about bad boys, see, a bad boy to a woman is not just like a street thug, okay? A bad boy can be a lawyer. A bad boy can be a doctor. A bad boy can be a cell phone maker. A bad boy can be an IT guy. A bad boy can be a delivery truck driver. A bad boy is not just a stereotypical, you know, street thug and, you know, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. A bad boy is a guy who did what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it and really doesn't have much care about anything else in the world. That's what defines a bad boy to a woman. So it doesn't matter, like, what the thing he wanted to do really was. You see what I'm saying? Because, Hitler had pussy sitting around somewhere. Guarantee you that. All right. Stalin had some pussies. What was the last dude? All the most evilest men on the planet Earth had at least 5 and 6 pussies waiting on them. I guarantee you that. I will look back at any of the worst men on the planet who got caught murdering people in their basements and all this shit like that. When they went to prison, either while they was doing it or when they went to prison, they had countless letters from women professing their love to them. I get look through any point in history, and I promise you will find that consistent. It's consistent. Consistent. I think Jeffrey Dahmer went on about how he had women write letters, and the motherfucker killed his old mama and fucked his mom's skull after he cut her head off and admitted to it. I think he still ate her body. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, and then now look at the consistency throughout the beginning of time of the nice guy. The nice guy never had pussy sitting around waiting on him. Once they found out he was a nice guy, see, women's logic is so clear to see it. It's so clear to see it and realize their actions. Now, I'm not saying go out there and become Hitler. I'm not saying go out there and be a sex offender. I'm not saying any of this, but what I'm saying is, like, it's in this topic, what I'm trying to say is the actual definition of a bad boy. It's not just that typical street thug, okay? It's the guy who just did what he wanted to do, you know, as long as he did it. Now, there are a little more intricacies because, like I said, like with the PlayStation. See, like, there are other little intricacies like PlayStation or, like, you know, playing Nintendo. Like, some of those guys, like, they're lacking. Sometimes you need, like, a little swag to still pull it off. When it comes to, like, nerdier things, you still need a little bit of swagger outside of it to pull it off that you really are gangster about this shit. But if you're like one of those like Nintendo dweebs who like, yeah, I like Nintendo, like, yeah, they're gonna have a little bit harder time. Like, because they don't have that swag that says, like, I slay pussy when I want to type of thing. But you get the gist of what I'm saying. But yeah, the weakest men in the dating market, since the history of time, these have all the weakest men in the dating market have always been the guys who fit to that boat. They're trying to please women. They'll give their all for a woman, you know, in 15 minutes, stuff like that. And the guys who always had pussies laying around were the guys who would tell, like, okay, like, perfect. Like, I'd say, like, one girl I'm taking off right now, I'll towards her face. Like, I hate your face. I hate women's nature. I hate your nature. I genuinely despise your nature. And by the time the date was done, she was still trying to fuck. You see, like, the guy you have to say, and now I'm not going to say you're not going to win every time. You're not going to win every time. You're going to lose sometime. Everybody's going to lose sometime. Okay. From the richest man to the poorest man on earth, you're going to lose, but you're going to have much better results, I would say, as far on an interpersonal level. If you just state whatever your feelings and vibes are on the planet, and then you just go out there and just be yourself about it, you're going to be far more fulfilled and get far more genuine responses out of it in the end. But yeah, that's it, man. Because I gotta pay my phone bill. It's actually due today. And I've been slacking on life, man. I just stopped caring. I don't have to show up anywhere for work or anything. So I just go in these like weeks where I just forget about life. So I gotta pay my phone bill like literally today. So I'm getting ready to go. I'm ready to take a shower, work out a little bit, and then go pay this phone bill, phone and internet bill. And yeah, so yeah. Have a good day.